Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Maseches Trumos as we finish off the third parak of Maseches Trumos today with Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches and Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes. Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches is going to be dealing with various cases where a person really intends and means to say one thing, but ultimately he says something else. And the question is going to be what matters at the end of the day, what he says or what he means to say. Says the Mishnah, Hamiskavin Lomar Truma V'Amar Meiser. A person intends to say that he's separating Truma, but really he says that he's separating Meiser. Meiser V'Amar Truma. A person intends to say that he's separating Meiser, but he actually says that he's separating Truma. Ola V'Amar Shlam. A person intends to say that he's bringing a carbon Ola, which is a carbon, a sacrifice that is completely burnt, but he actually says that he's bringing carbon Shlam, a carbon, a sacrifice that was also eaten by the Kohen and not only burnt. Shlamim V'Amar Ola. A person intends to say that he's bringing a carbon Shlamim, but he actually says that he's bringing a carbon Ola. She'eni Nichnas Lebayis Zeh. V'amar lazeh, a person intends to say that I'm not going to enter in such and such a house. He takes a neder, he takes an oath, a vow, that he's not going to enter this particular house. That's what he intends to say. But v'amar lazeh, but he actually says a different house. She'eini nana lazeh, v'amar lazeh. A person intends to say that I'm not going to be nana, I'm not going to benefit from this particular person, but he actually says that I'm not going to benefit from this particular person. In all of these cases, he means to say one thing, but he actually says something else. So says the Mishnah, lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing, ad she'yehu piv v'libo shav, until his mouth and his heart are the same, until he means what he says and says what he means. What he says is irrelevant. The truma is not truma, the maaser is not maaser, the carbon is not a carbon, the neder, the vow isn't active as well. He has to think and say what he means. And the Bar Tanura points out, based on a psukim from Sefer Shemot, what the Torah says, on the one hand, motzei sifasecha tishmor, that you have to find and guard your lips. What you say is very important, the pasuk says. But the pasuk also says there, kol nediv lev, that what also matters is what's in your heart, what you're thinking, what your intentions are. And that's why, based on the drush over there in the Bar Tanura, that what's important is what you say, and also what your intentions are, what your kavanos are, what you mean. So the mission teaches us that what matters is what you say and what you mean as well, and therefore, until you have both aligned, until you have both connected, what you say does not matter. Okay, continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Hanachri v'hakusi, trumason truma, a non-Jew, and a kusi. A kusi, once again, like we've learned before, is someone that's a machlokas throughout the Gemara, with a kusin, the kuthians. Did they convert in a real way, in an authentic way, or not? We generally assume, certainly this Mishnah seems to assume, that putting them alongside the non-Jews, that they are geire arayos, that they really only converted out of fear of lions. It wasn't an authentic, genuine conversion, and therefore we generally assume that they are similar to non-Jews in most areas of halacha. So the Mishnah says a non-Jew and a kusi, if they separate truma for themselves, for their own food, then the truma that they separated has a status of truma. Uma asro sehen meiser, and then if they separate meiser, their meiser has a status of meiser. Vehekdeshan hekdesh, and if they separate something and designate something for the Beis HaMikdash, then it has kedusha, it has holiness, that it is dedicated for the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we learned in the first Mishnah of Maseches Trumos that you can't appoint a non-Jew to separate Truma on behalf of a Jew, there was a drush quoted there by the Bar Tanura, but even though they can't separate it on behalf of a Jew, as a shliach, as a messenger, they certainly can separate it for themselves. They certainly don't have to. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. There are seven Noachai laws, seven laws that non-Jews are meant to keep. Separating Truma is not one of them. They don't need to do it. But if they do it, their Truma, their Meiser, their Hekdesh, has a status of Truma, Meiser, and Hekdesh. Well, what's interesting, though, is that even if they designate it as Truma, Meiser, or Hekdesh, they themselves can still eat it, benefit from it, and so on. Because again, there's no Avera in the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, they can't eat Truma. But if they do that, then it affects all the Jews. The Jews can't eat something. If a non-Jew designated as truma, then only a Kohen can eat it. If a non-Jew designated something as Meiser, then only a Levi can eat it. So what they're doing affects the Jews and who can eat it, but it doesn't really affect themselves. But that's the halacha. A Nachri and a Nanj and a Kusi have the ability to effectuate Truma, Meiser, and Hektesh. Rabbi Huda says, Ein l'Nachri Kerem Revai, that the halachos of Kerem Revai, of Neta Revai, don't apply to the non-Jews. V'chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Yesh l'Nop, the halachos of Kerem Revai, of Neta Revai, do apply to non-Jews, and we paskin like v'chachamim. What's the case of Neta Revai? So for the first 3 years of a particular tree, it's called Arla. You can't benefit from it, you can't eat it. There's a certain level of Kedusha, of holiness that the tree has. The fourth year of the tree, it has the status of Neta Revai, which basically is similar to a situation of Maiser Sheni, where you have to bring it, you can eat it, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. And if you can't bring the whole of the fruits to Yerushalayim, then you can redeem them where you are and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But that's the halacha of Neta Revai. But again, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Huda says that if you have a field or a vineyard that belongs to a non-Jew, the halacha of Neta Revai does not apply to the non-Jew, but the Chachamim and Mipaskalim Tichachamim say, nope, the halacha of Neta Revai does apply to non-Jews. Finishing off the Mishnah and the Perek, Trumas HaNachri Midamas V'chayavim Aleha Chomesh. The question is, once a Nachri or a Kusi separate Truma, so what level of Truma does that Truma have? So according to the Tanakam, and that's how we paskin, as the Bar Tanura points out, the Truma separated by a non-Jew has the halacha of Demua. It does have the halacha that if you, like we've said previously, if the Truma and Chulin, if Truma and regular food get mixed in order for the Truma to become batel, to become nullified, it has to be 1/100th. In order for it to be batel, so the halacha applies to this truma as well, separated by a non-Jew. The chayav malei chomesh and the halacha of a zar, of a non-Kohen eating it, normally they have to add an additional 25%. That halacha would apply to this truma as well. And if a regular person eats the truma separated by a non-Jew, he would have to separate and add an additional fifth, or really an additional fourth, to what he ate. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says no, that if it's truma separated by a non-Jew, there's no halacha of meduma. There's no halacha of adding on a fourth, of adding on the 25%. But as the Bar Tanur points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like the Tanakama, so we would. It's really like Truma in all regards. There is a halacha of Meduma, and you would add the 25% on if a non-Kohen were to eat the Truma. Quick review, Perikil Mishnah has taught us a whole slew of cases that if a person intends to say one thing but actually says something else, so the halacha is that it's as if he said nothing, what he said is irrelevant until his intention, his kavana, is the same as what he says. That what matters not only is what we say, what our intentions are, they have to be the same. And then Paragimel Mishnah Tez taught us that both a Nachri and a Kusi, people that are really non-Jews for halachic purposes, they're allowed to separate Truma, they can separate Meiser, they can separate Hekdesh, they certainly don't have to, but if they have crops and they want to separate it in Eretz Yisrael, they certainly have the ability to do so. Then we saw a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding whether the halach of Neta Revai applies to non-Jews or not. Rabbi Yehuda says that the halach of Neta Revai does not apply to non-Jews. The Chachamim say the halachos of Neta Revai do apply to non-Jews, and as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like the Chachamim. And then the Mishnah and Perek concluded by teaching us a machlokas regarding the truma of a Nachri. How much of a truma is it really? So according to the Tanakhama, the halacha of Meduma and Chomesh do apply to their truma, but according to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha of Meduma and adding on a Chomesh does not apply to the truma of a non-Jew. Have a great day.